I just want to thank the Lord for you that are watching. And I know God has placed this opportunity for a time like this. I just want us to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for this special day. And thank you, Father, for your word this day. And I ask God that you will speak to your people. Speak to everyone. Speak to those that are listening. Speak to those who will yet watch this online in the days ahead. Father, for your word is life. Speak, Heavenly Father, that your people might know that there is healing in the name of Jesus. For yes, Lord, there is great healing. There is great power in that name of Jesus. Minister to your people this day. Thank you, Father, for that which you are ready to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Oh, hallelujah. I want us to talk this morning, as the Lord has placed in my heart, that we talk on your healing in the name of Jesus. Your healing in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that there is a tremendous power. There is tremendous power in that name of Jesus. And that is why God gave us that name. Because he loves us. Because he loves you. I want us to read one of our main scriptures, that is Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. It says, he took our illnesses and he bore our diseases. This is what Isaiah saw in his days by the Spirit of God. He saw you in his days by the Spirit of God. He saw this generation and he said, by this very scripture coming to us, that he took our illnesses and he healed and he bore our diseases. What was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, the Lord wants to activate that promise in your life today. And this scripture is coming because the Lord loves you. Because the Lord cares about you. Because the Lord knows that you need this very promise. And he says, by that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that Jesus took away our illnesses, and he bore our diseases. What a great love. What a great kindness from our Father. We have such a great promise from our God. But how do we access this promise? How do you get this promise? And that is why we are looking this morning, your healing in the name of Jesus. The Lord made provision that by his name, each of the promises that he has made in the scripture can be activated to life, to reality. And I want us to look in some of the scriptural promise. wherein we can use that name of Jesus. I want us to read John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. This is the Lord Jesus speaking, and he's speaking to you. This is the Lord Jesus speaking, and he's assuring you in the present situation in which you are passing. And Jesus wants to let you know that there is power in his name. When you make a declaration and you endorse it by that name of Jesus. And now Jesus was speaking in that day to his disciples, and it's the word of God is echoing right now to you. And he says, truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And he says, until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. And what is the authority upon which you are asking? Jesus tells us. And he says, whatever you ask, ask in that name. There are some of those that are watching. Until now, you have not asked in the midst of your challenges. But the Lord Jesus is speaking to you this morning, brethren, because he has loved you. And he says, ask in my name. Ask in my name, and you will receive. I want us to get a second assurance that Jesus has given us that promise to ask in his name. And we're going to read John chapter 14, 13 and 14 again. It says Jesus was speaking on that day, and he was talking to his disciples. And that same word applies to us in our today. And he says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, Jesus says, I will do it. I want to tell us that Jesus is not a liar. He is just true. He is just true to his word. His word is life. And what he says, he means it. And what he says is the truth. And what he says is active. And the assurance he's giving us this morning is that in my name, he is telling his people to ask in my name. He is telling you to ask in my name. I want us to get to a third scripture that justifies the power that is in that name of Jesus. We are reading Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says, and this was in the days of the apostles. And Peter was speaking. And he says, and there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. These are three scriptures that we have just gone through. And I know there are many scriptures in God's word, in the Bible, that justifies Jesus' promise unto us that we should ask in his name. I have been telling us that we should ask anything, because the word of God says, let's ask anything in his name, and he will give it unto us. But today, I want us to focus on asking on healing. Asking God for healing. Telling God to heal us. Claiming the promise that is in God's word for your life, for your healing, for your good health, for your life, for your family, for your children, for your neighbors, for the people you come across. In that name that is above every other name. I remember about 20 years ago when I moved to the British Council. I went to the library. I was reading. It's a long time. I can't get the author. But this person was telling us about his private time, his quiet time with the Lord. And that the Lord was speaking to him, and he was asking the Lord, and he said, "How much do I love you?" And the Lord's response was that, "You love me as much as you can trust me in a given situation." And in turn, he asked the Lord, "But how much do you love me?" And Jesus said, "I love you to the point of giving you my name." The point I'm making here is the power that is in that name. In John 17, Jesus was talking and praying to the Father. And he tells the Father that, "I have protected the ones you gave me by the power of the name that you gave me." And he prays and says, "Father, protect them in that name, by that name which you have given me." There is tremendous power in the name of Jesus. And it's because he has loved you. That is why he has given you that name, Jesus. That is why he has anointed that name, Jesus, and given you. You know, when we speak in the name of Jesus, it is same as Jesus' authority. It is same as Jesus asking of a thing. So literally, he's telling us to go and allow him do the healing. To allow him be the healer. To put him in action. When you use the name of Jesus, you use the authority of Jesus. It's a blessing that he has given you as his own child. It's a blessing that is to the church. There is no other name, as we read in Acts 4, wherein we can have salvation. But that name, Jesus, that is highly exalted. The Father has given you that name. We are blessed with that name, which is above every other name. And we see what the Father did with that same name. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, you see it 9, 10, and 9, 8, 9, 10. And it says, "For the Father has exalted the name of Jesus above every other name, that at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. Knees in heaven or on earth must bow, because the Father has exalted that name." That when we begin to claim a promise and we declare in the name of Jesus, the promise of healing, that sickness will bow. That disease will bow. That illness, that challenge will bow. Not because we as a person, we have any power, but because God has given us that name that has power. God has given you that name that has power. God has given you that authority above every sickness, that you can speak in His name and it's going to happen. That you can claim that sickness, claim healing over that sickness, and we see it into reality. When the Lord Jesus was taken back to heaven and the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples, they began walking in the promises that Jesus gave to them, that the Father had released to the church. And I want us to see what happened, some of the examples as we read in the scripture. The disciples began activating that name of Jesus because Jesus told them, there is power in my name. You know, we don't get the promise in action when we don't activate it. The reason why sometimes we stay in our challenges is because we don't activate. We don't bring it to action. We don't speak the promise. We don't claim the promise. But this morning Jesus is speaking to you that you can claim what I've given you in my name. And in the book of Acts chapter 3, we read from verse 6 to 8. We see the disciples as it says, but Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. You see, this is the name of Jesus in action. This is the name of Jesus in action. When the disciples heard what Jesus said, they put it into action. Using the name of Jesus. And it's not limited to the disciples in those days. There are those who say healing was in those days. But God's word makes us to know that His word is alive. His word is active to every generation. If God is speaking, His word continues to live. And in as much as you can claim the promise of God, you will see it alive in your life. Peter spoke and said, in the name of Jesus of Nazarene. You see, he used that very name. That name that the Father has exalted above every other name. He spoke the promise and saw it came into action. And still in the days of the Lord Jesus, when he sent out the disciples, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, it says, and the 72 returned, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. in your name, even the demons are subject. They are not afraid of a man. They are not afraid of a person. But because of the authority that is in that name of Jesus. And it's that authority this morning that Jesus wants us to rise and claim that which belongs to us. And speak it. And claim it. And say it belongs to me. And say it is mine. The Lord is faithful. And I just want to tell you that he loves you so much. And he's interested in seeing you walk in good health. It doesn't need any struggle on your path. Because his love covers it all. His love has gone ahead of you. And he made that promise. First of all, because he loves you. And he wants to see you walk in good health. He wants to see you triumph in whatever you are doing. And that is why he asked us and he has given us that name that we can ask in his name. You know, there is such mighty power. And sometimes when the word of God comes, we are not so moved. Some people are not moved to put it into action. And some feel that it's just, maybe pastors are just doing their work. But I want to tell you that it's active and it's alive. And as I am speaking by the power of God, God is speaking to your heart. And is ready to change your present state. And is ready to walk you into good health. I want to share some testimonies of a servant of God as well. This was is of blessed memory, Benson Idawusa, Archbishop Benson Idawusa. You know, when he was still young, in his days, he went to church and the pastor preached and preached on healing. You know, and it was in the scripture, and when the preaching went on, the pastor said, Jesus heals the sick. Jesus raises the dead. That in the name of Jesus, you can command the sick to rise up. You can command the death to come back to life. He was moved by that scripture. He got up by that scripture. And after the service, he asked the pastor, who said that? He said, Jesus said that. He asked, can I do it? He said, yes. If you act on the word of God, it will happen. And he asked the pastor, have you done it? The pastor said, no, I have not done it. But if you do it, it is the word of God. It will come alive. And he took it upon himself. That day, he said he took his bike and was riding and looking, moving from one house to the other, asking, is there a dead person in this house? Because as young as he was, coming to the faith newly, he was zealous over the application of God's word. He wanted the word to be alive, to be active. That God should do what he says he will do. And that is what we lack in the church. To see the word of God as it is. To see the word true. And still in his youthful days, he went from house to house. And after hours of search, he said he finally got to a house where there was a dead child. And he entered inside and got him. And because the word of God says, in the name of Jesus, the dead will rise up. He began praying. And he began praying. And after hours of prayers, nothing happened. He was somehow a bit discouraged, but he got back to the word and looked at it and said, but Jesus spoke to this child who was sick and could not get up. Jesus told this woman, Talita Kumi, that is, daughter, rise up and walk. You know, he began following the scripture and praying in the name of Jesus. And as he continued praying and he spoke to the dead lady who was there, he said, rise up and walk. And of a sudden, the lady sneezed and got up. It's a life testimony. It's not just a story. Because of the name of Jesus. Because of the name of Jesus. I had another incidents where I was being called to minister healing. Now, this lady, she had been in labor for about 2 days in the hospital and inside excruciating pain. But the child was not forthcoming and she was screaming inside pain. And as I was called, I went in. And we got into praying. I began praying. I laid my hands on her. And as I was praying and I was praying, the power of God came upon her. Still in that name of Jesus. Now this one was instant. Was instantaneous. As I finished praying, all of a sudden the water burst. And the people around began calling for the nurses to come and attend to her. Because the delivery was open. All in the name of Jesus. The countless miracles. So it's not just a make-up story. They are living testimonies of what the name of Jesus can do. Of what the name of Jesus is anointed to do in your life. One of my bishop was talking of a story when he was ministering. He said, you know, back in Africa, sometimes in the remote areas, you have scarcely do you see vehicles moving to one area. They move once in a while. So it happened that a crusade was being launched in one of the remote villages. And this blind man had heard about the crusade. So he wanted to attend the crusade and was anxious, knowing that in the name of Jesus, his eyes, he will receive his sight. And so as he struggled to get a vehicle, on arriving where the crusade was, it has closed. Everybody had gone home. And the people who were there, they were just some women who were trying to do some cleanup and arranging the chairs and getting everything ready for the next day. And so when this blind man came, everybody had gone except those people. But he came knowing that there is power in the name of Jesus. That something is going to happen. And that is, I am going to receive my sight. And when he arrived, he told his ladies, they told him the crusade is over. Please, you can go home and come the next day. He said, no. No. They should pray for him. The ladies who were there, they were surprised and said, no, we are not the ministers. We can't pray. No, please go and come back. After some series of exchange, insisting that you should pray. Well, the ladies, the women, the mothers who were there reluctantly called him, okay, let us pray. And they prayed and declared in the name of Jesus, receive your sight. And they asked him, are you seeing? He said that no. He said, pray again. Lay your hands on me and pray again. And they laid their hands and they prayed. And after a series of prayers, and after a while, he said that, yes, I can see a bit. And they got on praying and praying in the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, he received his side. And there was great jubilation. So you see, the point I'm making, you don't need to be a super person. You don't need to be a special prophet. You don't need to be a special apostle. You just need to use that name, Jesus, because there is power in that name. You just need to believe in that name of Jesus. And there will be the miracle happening. For when we stand in the name of Jesus, there is no sickness, there is no disease that can resist. I want us to get ourselves ready. We are going to enter into some session of prayers. And I want your faith to be lifted up, seeing that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is tremendous power in the name of Jesus. I have seen miracles just in that name, Jesus, that are instantaneous. And I have seen miracles that God is working it in the process of time and finally does it. And I don't know in whichever dimension that God wants to touch your situation and bring forth your healing. But I know, yes, the worship team can just give me some music behind as I'm speaking and we get to prayers. I don't know in which direction the Lord might want to get your healing. It might be instantaneous. It might be the walking in the process of time. But be assured, his healing is sure in that name of Jesus. Be assured there is healing in that name of Jesus. Be assured there is healing and mighty healing in that name of Jesus. Be ready to receive your healing in that name of Jesus. Just accept, just believe in that name of Jesus. 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 And I want to give an opportunity before we get into praying for the sick. That the first miracle that the Lord of glory wants in your life, the first healing is the healing of your soul. It's the healing of your soul that you can allow the King of Glory to come in. You can allow him to come in. For he says, I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. If you hear my voice, I will come and eat with you and you with me. For God so loved the world, he loves you, that he gave Jesus. That if you believe him this day and accept him and ask him to come in your life, he will make you his own child. Now I want to pray for you. If you want Jesus to come in your life and to begin a work of healing, healing your soul, bringing life to your soul, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Own the words and speak as you are the one speaking to Jesus. Just tell him, Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Tell him, I have sinned against you in words, in thoughts, and in action. Tell him, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Your word says, if I come to you, you will not cast me away. Write my name in the book of the living and cancel it from the book of death. Make me your own child. In Jesus' name. As simple as that prayer is, there is a great miracle. And I congratulate you for taking that step. There is a great miracle that is taking place. There is a great healing. There is a great healing in the name of Jesus upon your soul for having opened the door for the King of Glory, for the great healer to come in. He is walking firstly over your soul. And I ask Jesus that, Lord, that one that has confessed Jesus, he will abide in you, Lord. You are faithful to preserve that one even to the end, to the completion of the ages. Strengthen that one in you, Lord. He will not fall away, but will stand firm in you. In the name of Jesus. And as we are, all those that are watching, we are getting to pray. Just begin to see the power that is in that name of Jesus. I don't care what sickness, whatever name the doctor has given concerning the challenge of sickness. Jesus says himself took our illnesses. Himself took our diseases. Himself took our infirmities. Himself took every sickness. He bore it. And he wants you to give it to him in his name. He wants you to give it to him in his name. Just stretch forth your hand as an act of faith as you are watching. And let's connect with an act of faith. Jesus, let your presence come upon your people. Let the healing anointing begin to flow. Let the healing fire begin to flow. Be connected in the name of Jesus. Let the healing grace, the healing anointing, the healing anointing, the healing fire, the healing fire, the healing fire, the healing fire, in that name that is above every other name, in that name that is above every other name, in that name that is above every other name, I declare your healing. I declare your healing. I declare your healing. I declare your healing wherever you are. Jesus says, in my name, heal the sick. In my name, ask whatever you want. You are asking for healing. And he's moving right now and he's doing. Lord, let your touch be felt by your people. Let your touch be felt by your people wherever they are. The touch of the anointing. The touch of the anointing. The touch of the power of God. The touch of the deliverance power of God. Oh, kembrotis kalambos kita la dus kendali dos kabradia. Minkotelin de bratus kentina losia. I command every sickness to go away. I curse every sickness of cancer. And I command it be rooted off your body in the name of Jesus. I curse that sickness. And I command the fountain of sickness to dry off your body. I command sickness to go in the name of Jesus. I command sickness to go away in the name of Jesus. And the Lord Jesus changed the report of the doctor this morning. The doctor has written you off, but Jesus is writing you in for life. By the power in that name of Jesus. By the power in that name of Jesus. By the power that is in that name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Jesus, touch you. Jesus, touch you. Jesus, touch you. O kalotiska brantus ketea katuskin pratone. Ninko talite brutoskin talantoliga duski brahidi. Munketeli duskum brahidis. Mukandista lusi keti mantoli brakinto solea. Makatune kentuski brahintuski brateskin tuska barisi. Olinta kandis turumahinta likituska brahintia. That sickness go away. That disease go away. It goes away. It goes away. It goes away. I command every COVID to disappear from your bloodstream, from your system. In the name of Jesus, where body parts have been removed, a creative miracle began to take place. Where they have removed your body parts, Jesus, the great repairer, he repairs, he makes a new body parts in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know the name of sickness that the doctor has prescribed for you. Jesus is taking it now and is giving heavenly prescription, and that prescription is healing. Jesus is prescribing healing for you now. Jesus is prescribing healing for you now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. No sickness can resist the name of Jesus. No infirmity can resist the name of Jesus. No demon can resist the name of Jesus. I adjure every sickness to pack out. I adjure every sickness to go away. I adjure every disease to leave that body, to leave your body. Receive healing. Receive his touch. Receive his touch. Receive his touch and begin to see God doing it. Begin to see the manifestation is coming. Begin to see the manifestation is coming. Begin to see the manifestation coming. Father, we give praises to your name. Anchor on those prayers and stand on the word of God. And you begin to see God's power at work. Let your faith stand and don't give up, because God has touched you. The power of God is present and it's doing work in your life. Yes. I see him doing great work in your life. I see him touching you. Don't allow your miracle to slip off. Stand in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.